This is Abikia's recording of Maseches Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. We are in the middle of the discussion of a Chayrish, but not a classic Chayrish as Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber, a deaf mute, rather a Chayrish who is only one of the two. Either he is deaf or he is mute, but if he's mute, he can hear, or if he's deaf, he can speak. So the Gemara has quoted a Braiso which says that a deaf mute is pater from all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but a person who's only one or the other is pater from olas re'iyah. He's pater from going to aliyah leregel and bringing the korban ola, but he is chayiv in the rest of the mitzvah. So now we're on the fourth line, beginning of the fourth line, where the Gemara asks the question why this is so. Ma'ishna le'inyan re'iyah diptire u'ma'ishna le'inyan simcha demachayve. Why is this fellow Putter from Olas Re'iyah and from Aliyah L'Regel, but he is Chayiv in Simchas Yantiv? So says the Gemara, Le'inyan Re'iyah, when it comes to going to the Beis HaMikdash, Gamar Re'iyah Re'iyah Mehakel. We actually have a Gzeira Shava from the Lashon of Re'iyah from the Mitzvah of Hakel. How so? Dichsiv, as it says in the Torah, Hakel Esa'am Ha'anashim V'Hanashim V'Hataf. It says, gather the people, the men, women, and the children. Uchsiv Bevo Kol Yisrael Le'ra'os. It says, when all of the Jewish people come to appear at Hakel, V'Hasam, and over there, Menala and Dichsiv. How do we know that a person who's a Chayrish is not Chayiv in that mitzvah? Dich, or Menalan, and then you read Dichsiv, as it says, Leman Yishma'u. This is all regarding Hakel. Leman Yishma'u, Uleman Yilmedu. So it's in order that they should hear and in order that they should learn. Vitanya, and the Bryce explains the Lashon of the Pasuk, Leman Yishma'u, in order that they should hear, prat lemedaber ve'eino shomea. That's excluding a person who can't hear, even if he can speak. Uleman yilmedu, and that they should learn, mean prat l'shomea ve'eino medaber. That's excluding a person who can't speak, even though he can hear. I know I'm translating it backwards, but I'm trying to make it clear. So basically, when it comes to the mitzvah Hakel, it has the lashon le'ra'os. You have to appear at the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, l'man yishma'u, l'man yilmedu. So this person cannot be melamed other people, and therefore, because he can't speak, So a person who can't speak is Potter, and a person who can't hear is Potter, even though he's technically Chayiv in the rest of the Mitzvah Sator. L'meimraz, do you mean to tell me, d'chilo mishtoi lo gomar, that if a person can't speak, then he can't learn? So v'ha hanutre ilme dehavu b'shivavusa de Rebbe. There were two people who were mute, and they were in the neighborhood of Rebbe, b'nei Bartei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gadah, and they were grandsons, sons of the daughter of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gadah. V'amri la, and some say b'nei Achsei de Rabbi Yochanan, or they were sons of the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gadah's nephews. The kol emas to have a ayel Rebbe lebei medrasha. That every time Rebbe would go into the Beis Medrash, havu aile viyasvi kamayo, they would go in and sit by him, they would sit in front of him. Umenaide birishayu merachshin svasayu. So what would they do? They would nod their heads and move their lips, meaning they would participate using more primitive form of sign language, but they were able to communicate. They just weren't able to speak. Uboy Rebbe rachmi alayu, and Rebbe davened on their behalf. Veitzu, and they were cured of their illness. And they were eventually able to speak. And when they were able to give them a proper test, they gave them a proper faher, and it turns out that they were learned in all of halachos and in sifra and sifrei and the midrashim and all of shas. They really knew their stuff. And these guys were big time talmidei chachamim, even though all those years they were not able to speak. So they were certainly able to learn. So how could it be that Leman Yilmedu teaches me that you're putter from going to Hakel because you can't learn if you can't speak? So Amar Marzutra, answers, no. Kari Bey Leman Yilamdu. So even though when you're reading the Parsha, it's read Leman Yilmedu because that's the Mesorah that we have, nevertheless, it's also spelled in the same way as Leman Yilamdu, and therefore it teaches us that if you can't be Milamed Acherim, then you're not Chayev in Hakel. But it never meant to imply that a person who can't speak can't learn Torah. That's one answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Vadai Laman Yilmeduhu. No, certainly it Laman Yilamdu who, right? So you certainly have to read it Laman Yilamdu. The Isal Kadaitach Laman Yilmedu, because if you're going to read it as Laman Yilmedu, Vikavan de lo Mishtoi lo Gamar, and since they can't speak, they can't learn, meaning if you're not going to read it as referring to teaching, rather it's talking about learning, Vikavan de lo Shama lo Gamar. And if they can't hear, they can't learn. Haimi laman yishmu nafka. Then all we would need is the word laman yishmu. Meaning, once he tells us laman yishmu, I wouldn't need laman yelmedu. Why? Because once you say that a person who can't hear can't learn. In those days, that was very common. If you were deaf, you really couldn't hear anything, and you didn't really read lips much, and they didn't have sign language. And a person really, if he couldn't hear, he was not able to learn Torah, because all the Torah was Baal Peh. Very little, if any, was written down at that point. So he says. So basically, if we're all you're trying to teach is a person who can't learn Torah, you don't need Laman Yishmu and Laman Yilmedu, because you just need to know that if it were true that a person who can't speak can't learn, then it all would have been included in Laman Yishmu. Elavadai Laman Yilamduhu. So obviously, you have to understand Laman Yilmedu as Laman Yilamdu. Meaning, logic dictates that is the correct way to understand the pasuk. Even though, of course, we're noting again that the way you read the Torah is Laman Yilmedu, but it's understood as Laman Yilamdu on the drash level, that is excluding a person who can't speak, and that leads us to understand that he can't teach. Amar Rav Tanchum says, Cheresh ba'ozno achas, pater min ari'ya. Even a person who's only deaf in one ear is pater from aliyah l'regel, shenemar bi'oznei hem. Right, it's the same thing in the mitzvah of Hakel. It says, Va'adabra ba'oznehem. I will speak in their ears, not their ear. And therefore, it's implying that the guy has to have two working ears. Ask the Gemara of Ahai ba'oznehem, miboile ba'oznehem de kulu Yisrael. But doesn't the word ba'oznehem teach me that it has to be so that all the Jews can actually hear? When you're reading from the Torah, it has to be such that the Jew that everybody can actually hear it. Not that they all have to have working ears, but that has to be done such a way that everyone can hear it. So Gemara answers not. Hahu mineged kol Yisrael nafka. So the previous half of the pasuk reads neged kol Yisrael be'oznehem, that you're supposed to read it in front of all the Jews, and therefore we already know that it has to be loud enough and proper for everyone to hear. And then we also have the word be'oznehem to teach us that everyone has to actually have working ears, that they can technically hear it. Ask the Gemara, imi neged kol Yisrael, if I would learn that from the words neged kol Yisrael, hava mina afagav de lo shami, even though they don't hear it, meaning if I read it in such a way, if the king reads the Torah in such a way that the Jewish people could have heard it, even if they don't actually hear it, that's good enough. And therefore, kasav rachmana be'oznehem hu deshmiei, or deshamei, that's therefore the Torah writes it, and not only does it have to be ra'ui that they could have heard it, but they actually have to hear it. So that is a reason why it says ba'oznehem, not to teach me that if a person's only deaf, a person's deaf in only one ear, he's still pater from olas ri'ya. So Gemara says, nah, that's not really a kasha. But hahu mi laman yishmu nafka, because it says laman yishmu, and therefore it's that teaches us that they actually have to be able to hear it. It has to be done in such a way that they could hear it, and therefore, but from ba'oznehem, so we learn out that they actually have to have two working ears. Okay, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, chiger beraglo achas poter min ariya. So now we're going back to what the Mishnah said, that a person who can't walk, he is poter from aliyah l'regel. So let's say he can walk with a hop, or he can walk with a cane, or one crutch and one leg, or something like that. So we say he is pater from the Re'iyah Shenemar, as it says, Shalosh Rigolim, right? That you go with on foot. Vaha Rigolim Meboy. So that basically teaches us, yeah, a guy has to have 2 feet, he has to have 2 working legs. I say, ask the Gemara, Vaha Rigolim Meboy Le Prat Labale Kabin. So we say, no, the word regalim is to exclude a person who has a wooden leg, meaning that he can't, he doesn't actually, he's lacking a leg, but he can walk using a wooden stump or something like that, or nowadays a prosthetic. So that's what it's excluding, not that a person can walk with only one leg and the other leg, even though it's there, can't use it right. So hahu mi pa'amim nafka. So from the word pa'amim, it says shalosh pa'amim bashana, right? So you have to do it three times. That we learn out from the word pa'amim, and that's to exclude someone who has a prosthetic. How do we know? Detanya, because the following braisa, pa'amim, right? So it says the word pa'amim three times in pa'amim ela regalim. So he says pa'amim and regalim essentially mean the same thing, meaning it, talking about that you have to have actual raglaim, you have to have actual feet, right? V'cheinu omer, and so too it says, termisana regel, ragle ani pa'ame dalim. So it says that the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that termasna regel ragle ani pa'ame dalim, so that the foot will step it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. So we have this idea that we substitute one word pa'am dalim for steps. So it seems that this is a substitute word for foot as well. Ve'omer, and it also says in the pasuk ma yafu pa'amayich b'na'alim bas nediv. Right. So how beautiful are your steps? And that's where the word pa'amayich, your steps. So pa'am is also referred to as a steps. Banalayim bas nediv, right? In the shoes of the princess. So also we have that word used to refer to something that's done with a foot. So it teaches us that when it says regalim, that's to teach us that you have to have two feet. So the word pa'amim and regalim are interchangeable in that regard. Fine. Darash Rava. So Rava darshan the following. My dechsiv, my yafu pamayach ben alim, bas nediv. So how beautiful are your steps, princess, right? So kama noen raglein shel Yisrael, bishah sh'olin l'regel. So that's referring to the Jews are the princess. They're the ones who are being ola l'regel. And how beautiful are every step you take to be ola l'regel is a beautiful thing. Bas nediv, bito shel, and why are we called princesses? Bito shel Avraham Avinu shenikra nediv, because Avraham Avinu was referred to as a nediv, and we're like his daughter, Knesset Yisrael, which is a female term for Klal Yisrael. So we're like the daughter of Avraham Avinu, who was called the nediv. Shenemar, as it says, nedive amim nesafu im Elokei Avraham. Right. So the pasuk in Tehillim says that the nedive amim, so the princes of the different nations, gather together with the God of Avraham. Elokei Avraham velo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. What? He's dafka only the God of Avraham and not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Elokei Avraham shehaya tchila legerim. Right. So it says it's referring to him as Elokei Avraham because he was the first person to be megayer, and nediv is a lashon of nedava there. It doesn't dafka mean a prince, but it refers to a person who volunteers. Avraham Avinu was the first volunteer, the person to volunteer himself for Avodas Hashem when the rest of the world was not headed in that direction at all. Rather, they were osik in Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Darash Rav Nosson Bar Minyome Mishum Rabbi Tanchum. So Rav Nosson Bar Minyome learned in the Darshan in the name of Rabbi Tanchum, Mai Dichsiv Habor Reik Ein Bo Mayim. What does it mean when it says in Parshas Vayeshev that when they threw Yosef into the pit that there was no water in the empty pit? Mimashma Shenemar Habor Reik Ein Yodea She'ein Bo Mayim. So from the fact that it says that the pit was empty, do I not know that there was no water inside of it? So we all know this Gemara from Rashi. Elamayim Ein Bo Aval Nechoshim Vakrabim Yesh Bo. There was no water in there, but there was nechashim and akrav. Meaning, when it says reik, Rashi explains, it refers specifically. It refers specifically to it was reik of mayim, but it was not reik of other things that one might find in a pit, i.e., nechashim ve'akrav. Now, you might be wondering why we bring this up, because Rashi explains that it's because this is another drasha from the same author. We darshan Rav Nosson Bar Minyome in the name of Rabbi Tanchum. There is no thematic connection to anything that was said previously. It's just because of the author of the statement, so we brought it in over here as well. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following braisa. Maisa b'Rab Yochanan ben Broka. We have a story of the Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Elazar Bar, or Rav Lazar Chisma. Rav Lazar Chisma, not Ben, we changed to take that out. But Rav Lazar Chisma, Sheholchu lahakbil bnei Rabbi Yeshua be'akif. And they went, be'pkiyin. They went to Pekiyin to visit Rabbi Yehoshua. So Amar lahem, ma chidish hoya be'beis ha-medrash hayom. So he asked them, what was the chidish that was learned in the base medrash today? So Amru, he wasn't there, and they wanted to tell, what did you guys learn today? Amru lo, so they said to him, Talmidechan umimeimechan ushosim. No, Rebbe, we're the students. You're the Rebbe. We want to drink your water. Why? We don't have to teach you anything. You should teach us. Amru lahem afa pichein. Right? It says, nevertheless, EF shall beis medrash below chiddush. Every beis medrash has a chiddush, and therefore I know what I know already. I want to hear what new idea was learned out in the beis medrash today. Shabbos shall mihoisa. So they asked the question, whose week was it? So a little bit of background. So Rabbi Yehoshua was the reason why this happened, but they threw Rabban Gamliel out of office to be the Nasi, and they hired Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be his replacement, and then they rehired Rabban Gamliel to be the Nasi, but they didn't want to depose Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah altogether, so they took turns. I think it was three times for Rabban Gamliel and one time for every Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he wanted to know who was giving the shir that day. Was it a Rabban Gamliel week or was it a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah week? So he says, Shabbos shall Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisa. So they answered, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's week to give the shir. V'kama haisa hagadas hayom. So So what did he say in Agarata today? Meaning what? It's in Halacha, whatever he said. But I want to know what he said in Agarata. So Amru lo, Parshas Hakel. He was darshening Parshas Hakel, as we've been doing. Alma darash, what did he darshan? Hakel asa'am, hanashim anashim atav. Gather the people, men, women, and children. Im anashim boim lilmo, nashim bos, lishmoa, taf, lama boin. So he says, okay, I get it. If the men are coming to learn Torah, they have to hear the words of Torah, they're chayiv in Talmud Torah. The women are coming to hear the words, to listen, even though they're not chayiv to learn it, but at least to know what the Torah says. Makes sense. They're still full Jews. Taf, but the kids, lama ban, they don't even know what's flying. They don't hear the words of the Torah like their mothers do, that they understand what's being read to them even. So he says, why are they there? So he answered, Elazar ben Azariah said, kidei litin schar lemevien, to give schar to those who brought them. So that's the answer that needs to be explained properly, but the pashut pshat is just to give schar to the people who brought them there, and that is enough of a reason to bring them. Amar lohem, so Rabbi Yeshua said to his talmidim, margolis tova haisa b'yedchem, you had a beautiful pearl in your hands, a vikashtim la'abda mimeni, and you wanted to deprive me of it, you didn't want to tell it over to me. So he's saying, that's a great vart, I'm so happy you told me, and next time I ask you to tell me some Torah, you better tell me something, you know, you better do what I ask, because, you know, you almost made me miss out on some good Torah. So va'od darash, and he also darshan, es Hashem hemarta hayom, v'Hashem hemircha hayom. So the pasuk says that Hashem has told you today, and Hashem has, you told Hashem today, and Hashem told you today. So Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. What does God say to the Jews? Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, you made me into a single pathway in this world, into a single object of worship in this world, meaning I'm the only God and you worship me even though everybody else is worshiping many gods. Vani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam. So I will make you in my world the single great entity as well. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, you made me the object of your love. Dichsiv Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Vani esech aschem chativa achas ba'olam, and I will make you the single greatest entity in my world. And going over to Amud Beis now, Gimel Amud Beis, me, as it says, Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, who is as great as Klal Yisrael, the single best nation in the world. Okay, so we will continue with more drushes from Elazar ben Azariah next time.